So we invite ourselves to presence. The body mind settles in restfulness. Because in restfulness, there is an availability. There's absence of story. Whatever appears in this restfulness. The past is forgotten, the future is absent. It's just this simple beingness. There is no one trying to do anything. No one special. No teacher, no student. Just this open listening. And in this open listening, there is no one who knows anything. It's a fresh moment by moment discovery without knowing, without any narrative. We notice the breath. Various sensations in the body. We remain not knowing. We come together because we enjoy coming together. To listen, to take a look. Without even knowing what we are listening to. There are no conclusions we're reaching. That's why hold on to anything when the sky is wide open, transparent. The sky does not hold on to the clouds. This vast field of being is a vast field of freedom. Transparent presence. These are words to that point to an experience which is not made out of words, not made out of thoughts. All is well as it is. And yet in life we engage. We engage with the body, we engage with the world. We engage with friends. With partners, with family. Can we engage as a completely open slate, listening without knowing? Loving because we are, that. We are this same openness. In relationships, sometimes, or maybe often, we're relating from different levels of understanding, let's say. Can we be present, open, listening, sensing, not coming from any position? It's alive. Meaning we don't know ahead of time, but we are interested. We're not holding on to anything. We're not trying to get somewhere, or make a point, or defend a position. Because that perpetuates the sense of separation. To notice our habits, our tendencies, it's quite challenging at times. Sometimes others are a mirror. Maybe more often than we think. A reflection of our own self. They appear to us with a message. for us to discover. Where the optic nerve meets the eye, there is a blind spot. We understand that. We bring this understanding to the forefront. Sometimes our resistance, our habitual pattern kicks in. So quickly. It's inevitable, given the profound conditioning of this body-mind. But we're interested in seeing through this. We're interested in freedom. In love. We're interested in our vulnerability. We're not teachers or guides or we don't know what we are, but we know we are the same reality. The same ocean. And yet, in life we meet friends and people who have a different experience, a different view, a different sense of things. We are eternal students of the way. How do we meet each other? Keep this question alive. do we meet our experience? Once we come to the understanding about the reality and universality of consciousness, then there is a journey that follows. The journey of life. The expression, the exploration of our understanding in how we live, how we interact, how we listen. Places where we may be holding on the universe comes to our help inviting us to humility, challenging us pointing to our all the positions which we still hold on to, which are still operating below the radar. Which is easy to say, all is one, we are one, there is one reality. But it's in the living, that the true demonstration. It's a non-verbal demonstration of our understanding. We say yes to that. We welcome that. Sometimes we speak too much. I am known for that.